the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time takes us to the third part of Jesus' missionary discourse, where he is giving his disciples instructions about what they are to do as he sends them out on their mission to proclaim the good news of the coming of the kingdom of God. The theme here really is on the cost of discipleship and the rewards of hospitality towards Jesus' disciples. We need to begin here by stating up front that it is hard to genuinely follow Jesus Christ. To be a Christian, especially to be a faithful Catholic Christian, but it's worth it. That sums up the message of our Lord in trying to communicate to us in today's gospel passage, and it's a message that we constantly need to be reminded of. At first, it almost seems like Jesus is trying to discourage us from following him. He warns that friendship with him is demanding. To be a true friend of Jesus Christ means that everything else has to be put in second place. Everything has to be put on the table, even personal dreams and even family ties. The demands of our friendship with Jesus Christ will require us to carry a cross, to sacrifice self-gratifying desires, and maybe even to endure great suffering. That sounds hard, painful, and perhaps even unreasonable, but our Lord knows what he is doing. And if he calls us to this kind of lifestyle, which he does, it's only because he knows that this is the path to lasting happiness, not short-term earthly pleasure. If we are truly living for God to give him glory and to build up the kingdom in the world, then God will take care of us. We will not lose our reward. St. Paul understood this very well. This is why he tells us in today's second reading that to share Christ's life, the life of the redeemed soul, the new life of grace won for us by Christ's passion and resurrection, we must also share Christ's death. We have to die to self, to put to death all selfish and self-centered desires in order to rise with Christ, to live the life of the Spirit, the life that gives true meaning and satisfaction to our lives. Yes, it is hard to follow Jesus, but it is worth it. Nothing else comes even close. This was one of the topics that Jesus spoke about with his disciples during the Last Supper. It was that important to him. That night he told them, "In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. You have overcome the world." We will never experience the full reward of our faithfulness to Christ in this life, but every once in a while we get a glimpse of that reward, a reminder that God is still in charge, still watching over us. Many of us have heard parts of the amazing story of the Vietnamese Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan. Just 6 days after being named coadjutor, Archbishop of Saigon, South Vietnam fell to communist-controlled North Vietnam. Now, coadjutor is a title that is given to a bishop who will succeed the current bishop when he dies. Soon thereafter, the communist authorities arrested the future cardinal. For the next 14 years, the communists tried to break his faith, moving him between re-education camps, prisons, and solitary confinement. When he was finally released, he was permitted to go and visit Rome. But after leaving the country, he was never allowed to return. He died in exile in 2002 at the age of 74. But in the year 2000, the great Jubilee year, Pope St. John Paul II asked Cardinal Van Thuan to preach the annual spiritual exercises, a retreat that lasts a full week, to the Pope and the other cardinals who work in the Vatican. Later, the Pope asked Cardinal Van Thuan to publish a book on the powerful reflections he shared on the retreat. That's how a modern-day spiritual classic was born called Testimony of Hope. In the introduction to that book, Cardinal Van Thuan shares with his readers a moving coincidence, a coincidence that was more than just a coincidence. It was a sign to Cardinal Van Thuan that 2 years before his death, that his suffering had not been in vain. And he wrote, "Today, at the conclusion of the spiritual exercises, I feel profoundly moved. Exactly 24 years ago, on March 18, 1976, on the vigil of the Feast of St. Joseph, I was taken by force from my residence in Kaivong and put in solitary confinement in the prison of Fukan. 24 years ago, I never would have imagined that today, on exactly the same date, I would conclude preaching the spiritual exercises in the Vatican. 24 years ago, I celebrated Mass with 3 drops of wine and 1 drop of water in the palm of my hand. I never would have dreamed that today the Holy Father would offer me a gilded chalice. 24 years ago, I never would have thought that today, the Feast of St. Joseph in 2000, in Kaivong, the very place where I lived under house arrest, my successor would consecrate the most beautiful church dedicated to St. Joseph. Following Christ is not easy, but it is worth it. No matter how bad things get, if we stay close to Christ, He stays close to us and gives meaning and fruitfulness to everything that we might suffer. I think it's fair to say that none of us would be here today if we didn't believe that Jesus Christ really is the way, the truth, and the life, at least on some level. We are all convinced that a deep relationship with Christ is truly the path to the happiness that we seek. But hearing Christ's words in today's gospel should make us reflect. Is there something in our lives that is restricting our relationship with Christ? In response to our Lord's renewed call to us today, it would be a good idea for each one of us to take an hour or two, sometime during this week, to take a spiritual inventory. We should turn off our cell phones and spend some time alone with God. Come to St. Clare's Adoration Chapel and sit in the presence of Christ. In His presence, reflect on the different aspects of our lives and see if anything is interfering with our true purpose of following Jesus Christ. We can reflect on 3 categories of things. First, material things. Are there any material goods or pleasures that have grown out of proportion in my life? Is wealth or pleasure or the desire for wealth or pleasure leading me to selfishness, to impatience, to violating any of the commandments? Remember, as the saying goes, we cannot take a U-Haul with us to heaven. All material goods will pass away sooner or later. Just how attached are we to material goods? Do our material goods own us, or do we use them for the good of the kingdom? Second, relationships. Are there any unhealthy relationships in my life? Relationships that bring me down instead of bringing out the best in me. Relationships that make it impossible for me to fulfill my real responsibilities. If so, we need to ask God to give us the grace to cut them off. You know from raising children that you can tell when your son or daughter is about to get into trouble. You just look at their friendships, at their relationships. So it is with us. Do we have any unhealthy relationships? Third, are there time wasters in my life? In the postmodern world, hobbies and entertainment have become, in too many cases, idols and many religions. Rest, relaxation, and recreation are good values, but they're meant to help us recover energy for our real mission in life, our real duties and responsibilities. Have I let a favorite sport or pastime take over too much space in my mind and heart? Am I so overcommitted that I simply have no time available for proper rest and recreation? And be honest, does your smartphone have way too much control over your life? In 1992, Richard Swenson wrote a book entitled Margin, Restoring Emotional, Physical, Financial, and Time Reserves to Overloaded Lives. Are you so busy, so overscheduled, that you have no margin in your lives to be able to help those who cross your path every day? Are you just not available to serve Christ because you have no margin in your life? Time is too precious a gift to waste. As we continue with this Mass, and as Jesus renews his commitment to us in the most holy Eucharist, may we once again renew our commitment to him, our confidence in his goodness, recognizing that following him is hard, but remembering that the rewards are eternal.